Friday afternoon at 4:15. This is when we check in with John Max. He's the longtime staff writer for The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, but hasn't been into the NBC facility in Burbank for, about a week and a half because he and his fellow members of the Writers Guild of America have been on strike. But that doesn't mean we can't check in with him. He's still available somewhere. Are you on the picket line right now, John?
I am not at the picket line right now, Paul. I will be there in a few hours so I can meet John Edwards.
John Edwards, presidential candidate.
Yeah, I'm a little worried, though. It's security is going to be very, very tight today because it's very windy and he could have a bad hair day. They're worried he could blind 30 or 40 people if that hair suddenly flies out the wrong way.
Yeah. How will his hair compare to the average writer's hair?
Let's put it this way. First of all, he has hair.
It hasn't all been pulled out yet like many writers.
Exactly. I mean, the best way to describe John Edwards compared to writer is imagine John Edwards if he were 6 inches shorter, bald, fat, and much more Jewish. That is your basic writer. And I'm talking about the women. The men, the male writers are even worse. They're shorter.
Well, what's it been like on the picket line this week?
It's actually, you know, spirits are high. The food, unfortunately, has trailed off a little bit, and we got some free fillets from Morton's for lunch, some sandwiches, and they just didn't give enough medium and medium well.
You Hollywood guys are so spoiled.
So I was a little,
you know, the UAW guys on strike here a few weeks ago were saying the exact same thing.
You know, I mean, I'll be honest, Paul. I mean, you have to take a stand. I sent mine back.
I said, butterfly this steak and bring me some béarnaise.
Exactly. Do you not know what au poivre means? You fool. No, it's good. The numbers are good. We're out there every day. It's great that John Edwards is out in the picket line with this. It's nice to have that kind of support.
Now, when he shows up, you say it's nice to have that kind of support. Does anyone expect the studios to go, John Edwards is on their side? Well, then we have to give in.
No, I think we'd be much, much better with the studios if George Bush showed up.
Maybe.
I don't think so. I mean, in the end, the idea, you know, it depends what he says. I mean, if he suddenly, you know, announces that he's going on a hunger strike or a hairspray strike or something, I'm sure that would get some...
The one thing you don't want to hear is, hello, I'm John Edwards. Look for me next week on Ellen.
Yeah, exactly. That would be wrong. I got all excited. I thought at first it was the John Edwards from Crossing Over. Except I'm afraid you're telling me my career is dead. Wait, I'm speaking to you. Wait, I'm speaking to you on the other side.
Yeah. And what are the prospects now? It's been almost 2 weeks. And yes. Are there talks going on? What's happening?
No. I mean, the problem is that the studios, they're called the Alliance, actually. It's the AMP something something. And it's called the Alliance, which, if I remember vaguely, was from Star Wars.
Yeah, it sounds like it, yeah.
But there's no talks going on. They will not sit down. There's layoffs occurring. They're threatening writers. They're threatening, you know, the Teamsters that are refusing not to cross the line. I just don't know. I mean, I think we need a divine intervention, and by that I mean Arnold.
I thought he was going to be involved in some of this.
Yes, he's met with both sides, but he doesn't have force of law. I mean, he has force of personality, and but that's it. I mean, basically, he's just saying you guys got to work it out. You know, let's get back to the table. But you know, we're sitting at the table, and no one else is there.
Yeah. I saw a story this week that said that NBC is considering bringing in guest hosts to do the show if Jay won't cross the picket lines and do it himself. What's the story there?
Well, I mean, I think they're out there trying to get guest hosts. I mean, the question is, I don't really think anyone wants to do it. I mean, I think that, you know, that they all saw, or everyone sees how vilified Ellen has been. I don't think anyone really wants to do it. And so at this point, we're showing reruns, and so if you see some jokes about Ross Perot's campaign, you'll
hey, I wrote that in '92. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, if you see that on Conan or Dave or Us, I think you'll say, wait a second, this is a rerun.
Yeah, and I guess on the guest host, it would have to be somebody who is not planning on ever appearing on the show with Jay when he does come back, right?
Exactly. I think that that would, you know, I think that that's, you know, I don't want to use the word scab, but you know, they would have a negative connotation.
I'm Paul Harris. This is News Talk 1120 KMOX. John Max from The Tonight Show with Jay Leno is on strike, but still on the phone this afternoon. And, you know, I think just basically trying to keep your spirits up, right?
I'll be honest. I'm getting a little bit desperate for money. I'm thinking of marrying Michael Jordan and divorcing him.
I saw that divorce settlement this week. What was it, $168
million? $168 million. It's the oldest joke in the world. Why did he pay that much for a divorce? Because it was worth it. I just hope that Michael isn't lonely. I just hope out there there's some young woman willing to divorce a guy who only has another $168 million.
You have to feel sorry for the next ex-Mrs. Michael Jordan, don't you?
Exactly. But by the way, he's not the only athlete looking for new love. I understand in prison Barry Bonds is going to be looking for it.
Yeah, how about that indictment coming down yesterday?
That's going to be unbelievable. I mean, it's actually they're actually having to modify the jail cell door so his head can fit in.
I'll tell you this, if he is convicted and goes to jail and somebody there says, I'll rub this cream on you, he has to be very, very careful.
It's totally, totally different in prison. That is not flaxseed oil.
Yeah, I'll be your personal trainer. Can you make air quotes in prison? I'm not sure.
Exactly. He may be the first person ever, and this could actually make history, to drive to the Hall of Fame in a limo whose license plate he made.
And speaking of jail, how about your ex-girlfriend Lindsay Lohan?
You know, I love the story because, and I'm not making this up, she did what, 84 minutes?
Right, 84 minutes.
And they said, and I'm not making this up, she was cooperative. I mean, this is, you know, I mean, this is for Beverly Hills. This is our Nelson Mandela. I mean, there were women in Beverly Hills turning over the Rolls Royces, throwing Evian bottles. Let Lindsay out.
I think 84 minutes is the average amount of time I would spend on hold waiting to make a reservation anywhere in Beverly Hills.
It's unbelievable. I mean, 84 minutes, but I love it. They said she was cooperative. She was well. They didn't even make her put on the orange prison jumpsuit because she didn't have time to change.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, they booked her. She sat there for 84 minutes, and then they let her go.
Yeah.
You know
my attorney, Nicole Richie.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, 84 minutes, Paris Hilton called her and said, you have got to get a better lawyer. They threw the book at her.
And what else is going on out there? Anything else you want to comment on today?
This is actually not out here so much, but this is actually just one of these great, stupid stories that I wish the Tonight Show was on because, it's killing you.
You've been off 2 weeks. You haven't had any place to vent.
Exactly. There is, in Macon, Georgia, a substitute teacher who worked her first day Wednesday at an elementary school who opened up her fourth grade class by taking off all her clothes from the waist down.
Wow.
I am not making this up. And she said she'd been screened and on the approved list to substitute teach. And the superintendent says, we think it's best she not return to substitute.
You think?
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's not as bad as you think because it's Macon, Georgia, and they're fourth graders. They're all 28 years old.
Yeah.
I don't remember show and tell being this way.
Miss Jenkins, I didn't bring anything with you. Yes, you did, Jimmy. Bring it right up here now.
I mean, what is with our teachers? I mean, it's unbelievable. And when I heard it, they said she's a 25-year-old. She walked in the class. She had a crazed look in her eye. And she just took off her pants.
Wow.
And everything else. I'm thinking, Britney Spears has a teaching license.
All right, I got to run, John. You have a good weekend, and I next week is Thanksgiving, so I'll be off, so we won't talk then. But we'll catch up in 2 weeks. And do you think there's any chance this thing's going to be settled in the next couple of weeks?
I'm an eternal optimist, so the answer is no.
Thank you, John.
Take care,
John Max, live from somewhere, not in Burbank. where he's picketing with John Edwards at some point this afternoon with the rest of the members of the Writers Guild of America. Still on strike. Still no late-night TV. Still no paycheck. Wonder if there are family dinners and they're all happy at the Max household. John will be back 2 weeks from today here on News Talk 1120 KMOX.